The latest terror attack bears the hallmark of a 2010 attack that killed Majid Shahriari, a university lecturer in Tehran. The victim this time was Mustafa Ahmadi Roshan, a chemical engineering graduate and a nuclear scientist at Natanz nuclear installation. He was on his way to work early morning on Wednesday, January 11, when two men on a motorbike attached a sticky bomb to his car. Ahmadi Roshan was killed immediately, and his driver died later in hospital. A bystander was also critically injured in the blast. The latest bombing comes in the face of the new US threats against Iran and its nuclear scientists. The attack came on the second assassination anniversary of Professor Masoud Ali Mohammadi, another scholar at Tehran University, who was assassinated in the Iranian capital back in January 2010. Iran's intelligence ministry says the Israeli spying agency Mossad, the American CIA, and the British MI6 were behind these attacks, a view also shared by the victims' families.
It's obvious who could be behind these assassinations, and there is no need for me to say it. If you ask small kids, they will tell you that this attack is linked to the US, Israel, and the global arrogance.
They assassinated my son to remind us how much they hate our guts, to show their hostility. These are Iran's sworn enemies.
Iran's nuclear program will go on. Many others can do what Ahmadi Roshan was doing. It's true that losing our scientists could be painful, but it's also true that Iran will in the end prevail.
Saying that these targeted killings are acceptable practice, a number of U.S. officials and presidential candidates say Washington seeks to stop Iran's nuclear program through covert operations, including the assassination of scientists.
They do whatever they can to stop Iran's nuclear program. And what Iran does is simply to step up its progress. After each and every assassination, the country becomes more than ever determined to speed up its program to attain its objectives.
Iran says a day before the assassination of its nuclear scientist, the representatives of British and Israeli spy agencies reportedly had a meeting in Tel Aviv, during which they discussed Iran's nuclear program and enrichment activities. Aman Nadiri, Press TV, Tehran.